This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Anin. The Election Commission of India today announced a schedule for the election to the office of the Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on 9 September. The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th vice presidential election. The notification for the election will be issued on 7th of this month, and interested candidates can file their nominations by 21st of this month. Both houses have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. After that, the presiding officer Ghanshyam Tiwari tried to run the question hour, but the proceedings were disrupted following the opposition uproar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT, ISM, Dhanbad on the second day of her two-day visit to Jharkhand. Earlier, the president visited the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She gave away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on the occasion. A commemorative stamp was also released to mark the institution's centenary. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Armed Forces Headquarters Civilian Services has always worked to strengthen the country's defence framework. Speaking on the AFHQ Civilian Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that AFHQ Civilian Services has played a crucial role in internally fortifying the nation's security system. He noted that its role is significant in the efficient and strategic functioning of the country's defence organisations. BJP MP Biplab Kumar Deb has accused the opposition parties of not allowing the parliament to function. Talking to Akashwani News, he said that the special intensive revision exercise is not just a matter of the parliament but the Election Commission of India. JDU MP Sanjay Jha has justified the SIR exercise of the Election Commission in Bihar. Talking to Akashwani News, he said that the commission has given 1 month's time from today to file any objection. Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar today declared a significant hike in the honorarium for several categories of support staff in government schools, including cooks, night watchmen, and physical education and health instructors. This announcement is the latest in a string of measures rolled out by Nitish Kumar government in the lead-up to the assembly elections this year. The National Payments Corporation of India has implemented new set of unified payments interface rules starting from today. Under the new rules, name of the recipient will be shown to the sender before each transaction. Each UPI app will allow users to check their balance, bank balance 50 times a day. UPI applications will also be able to limit or stop balance inquiry requests to reduce the load on UPI during peak hours. NPCI has also mandated that the done of auto payment transactions will only be processed during non-peak hours. The India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over various parts of northeast and southern peninsular India as well as Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and West Rajasthan today. Meanwhile, thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Sikkim and West Madhya Pradesh. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert for 22 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, IMD has said that the second half of the southwest monsoon season is expected to deliver above normal rainfall exceeding 106% of the long period average across the country. IMD Director General M. Mohapatra said that most parts of India are likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall from August to September. However, the northeastern and adjoining eastern regions, some isolated areas of central India and southwestern parts of peninsular India are likely to receive below normal precipitation, he said. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.